Blog Talk Radio.
You good? Hello. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Radolf Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are considered to be sons of light, Hebrew Israelites, that do the divine will of the divine Heavenly Father. And also, we cater to the 12 tribes of Israel, which consist of Latino Americans, so-called Native Americans, so-called African Americans, so-called. And we do our ministry and cater to our nation every Sunday at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. We also have 7 different ministries that we also offer. And one of our ministries that we have is a book buying ministry. We offer the Nag Hammadi book. We also have a food pantry. If anybody get in contact with me and my brother Adir Bay Israel, I'll give you the email address, which is adirbayisrael@gmail.com. And mine is dotheman@aol.com. And that's dotheman@aol.com. And it's called the Sandra Johnson Food Pantry. So we do help with food, and that's for older women with children. It could be men with children. That's of our nation. So it wouldn't matter, you know, get in contact with us. Leave something in our description box, your name, your phone number, and we will definitely get back in contact with you. Okay. Also, we do a meeting at Powell Talk. You can join us, too, at Powell Talk at the Upper Eons on Facebook. We have a Facebook, too, which is called the Upper Eons. But we also at Powell Talk from like 12 to 1. And Power Talks is the Sons of El. The Sons of El. So if you go in Power Talk and you look up Sons of El, in the, I guess it would be in the religious area, Sons of El, and you can join us at Power Talk. So those are the ministries that we have, and that's the emails that you can get in contact with my brother and I, Brother Adir Bay Israel. Now, our topic for today is light brethren are called to be a burnt offering sacrifice. Well, a burnt offering. Light brothers is called to be a burnt offering. And it's very exclusive. This lesson today is strictly for light brethren. It's strictly for light brothers, although our nations, you know, they can listen and... But this is something that we must and have to be in order to consider even being a light brother, you know, a light brethren, a real light brother. And I'm going to get into a lot of things that light brethren go through and how the Father view us, the things that he tests us and, you know, to make sure, you know, it's a lot to this. So if any of our light brothers listening to us, feel free to call us. We do have a number at 845-241-9966. And even if you're not light brethren, if you are of our nation, you can feel free to call us. But, you know, like we said, we looking for our light brethren. So being though that said, let's get into our ministry. Now, our first scripture comes from Genesis 22. Now, listen to this. Genesis 22:8. And it says, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went off and them together. Now I'm going to stop there. Okay. Why did Abraham say, my son, God will provide himself as a lamb for a burnt offering? You see, it started with Abraham as far as a sacrifice, showing that Isaac was going to be a burnt offering. Mm-hmm. Isaac was a light brother. You see, the Heavenly Father started with him, showing you, look, it's a sacrifice that's got to take place. You see, and Isaac, as we know, was a light brother, so he was going to be the first sacrifice, letting you know that he was a light brother and that he would be a burnt offering. And today, there's no difference, okay? Now, I'm going to go into another scripture at Genesis 22:13, and this is connection with 22:8. Now, listen to this. This is the precept. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horn. And Abraham went off and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. Okay, so we know the story that Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac, but the father was testing him to see would he actually do it. And Abraham was ready to lay his son as a burnt offering. He had the knife and everything. But the father, you see, he was tested, proven worthy to be a light brother. But you see, the father allowed this to take place because he wanted them. The father already knew. He already knew. But he wanted to see for himself, heaven, all the angels, what light brothers would do to show you that they are proven worthy to be a light brother. So Abraham was going to sacrifice him. But the father stopped him. All praise to the divine Heavenly Father. As a matter of fact, I want to thank the Heavenly Father for giving us this opportunity to do another message like this, because I was just caught up in what we was going to do. But I want to thank the divine Heavenly Father, Messiah, and our Lord Metatron, and our mother for giving us this opportunity. So, even though that said, so he was showing that, look, sacrifice, whether it's my son, whatever, I'm going to do the will of the eternal Heavenly Father, and I'm going to sacrifice my son. And the father stopped him. But just showing you, the father shows us, proves us worthy to be his son. So, through our actions, we can say we light brothers all we want, but your actions show. It prove you who you are. And even today, it's going to prove us.
I'm going to add to what my brother was saying, and he is exactly right. My brother Rudolph, he always say this, and I want y'all to remember this too, because he was exactly right when he said this. He said Messiah is the example of everything that takes place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When anything takes place in Scripture, it's always a duality to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just like at the mountain when Moses got the Ten Commandments, he also got the laws, the secret laws that was hidden in his bosom. Same thing with Abraham and Isaac. It was a dual meaning. Like my brother just said, the first meaning was to do the sacrifices of the world, the God of Yahweh, which is to give a sacrifice on the altar. That was what Abraham was going to do. He was going to do the work of Yahweh. But the angel stopped him, the dual meaning right now, which is Isaac is to be a sacrifice himself, just like Christ. You know what I'm saying? We ought to be his whole life is the burnt offering to give to the nation of Israel, teach them how to be and walk in the light, and also teach them to bring them back to the Father. That is the birth of light, brother. We must be a burnt offering the same way Messiah did. If you look at like my brother said, if you look at the works of Messiah, he was a burnt offering.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And he conquered. That's our struggle is we can't conquer the body yet, because the archons have put things in place, but we can't do that. You know what I'm saying? But that was the main goal for us to conquer and also gather our brothers by teaching everything Messiah did, like my brother would don't say. Everything Messiah did, that's what we're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? But the archons stopped us from the last detail which is the commodity body, to be Christ again. You know what I'm saying? So those, that's the duality my brother talking about. Us being the birth. That's why he said this is really for life, brother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, brother. Thank you. That was beautiful. And see, because we know, see, Messiah was the ultimate sacrifice for all of us.
Right.
You see, that's why I said we always follow in Messiah's footsteps.
Right.
In everything, in all things.
Right.
You see, you know, so and it goes all throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
You see, all of us, we all going to fall under Messiah,
mm-hmm.
no matter what, you mm-hmm. see. So that's why I say Messiah always set the bar for us,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to get into a scripture in Leviticus 1 to 3. Now, listen to this. Now, listen, to show you how important the sacrifice mm-hmm. is for us, mm-hmm. for life, brother. Now, listen to this. It says, if his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. You see, it's something that we do on our own initiative.
Mm-hmm.
We're not forced or pressured or none of that. You see, even when I talk to our brothers about us coming down in this world,
mm-hmm.
we willingly came down here.
Mm-hmm.
We came to, when the Father said, the Messiah said, you ready to go? I'm ready to go, Messiah,
mm-hmm.
willingly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just as Messiah did.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
He came first when they said, Messiah,
right.
you ready to go down there?
Right.
Now, them other angels said, are you going down there? Are you crazy?
Right.
Messiah's like, no, I'm going down there to get my life, brother.
Right.
You see, with no hesitation.
Yeah, people didn't know why.
He freed willingly,
yeah.
went through all the transformation into this prison
mm-hmm.
to come get us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Messiah sacrificed for
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's how it's a willingly
right. Right.
burnt. Offering.
Volunteer. Like
right.
Said,
volunteer.
Right.
right. Right. And that comes through all the grace of
right.
the eternal Heavenly Father
right.
putting that in us.
Right.
Because that's the only way
right.
you can actually really come down here.
Right.
It's through Him approving
right.
it.
Right.
You see?
Right.
Well, you
right.
can't come down.
Right. Right. And let me add to what he's saying again. You know what I'm saying? So he exactly right. Saying is, see, like I said, Christ came to teach us how to be Christ. Too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why he called us his brothers. We supposed to do what he do. So, like I told you, the archons stopped us from being Christ. Remember we were talking before,
mm-hmm.
and it said the archons tried to eat up all the melanin,
right?
so we could come down to the body,
right?
so we could be Christ. You know what I'm saying? Like you said before, Christ came down here. They were like, man, I ain't going out in them bodies, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But they didn't have to. We volunteered to do this.
Right.
That's why Messiah said himself to be a burnt offering. It is a very hard thing. You
yes.
know what I'm saying?
Yes, brother. You know, because like you said, you got to be ordained to do it anyway.
Right.
You see, we were ordained from the beginning to do it. This is what they don't know.
Right.
This is the things they don't tell you.
Right.
You know, when Messiah created us, he knew.
Right.
He knew we were
right.
going to do it
right.
with no problem. And that's why we here now.
Right.
You see, because Messiah, our big brother, knew that. He knew, okay, Brother Rodolph, you go. Okay, Brother Deer, you go. He knew these things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we here.
Right.
And that's
right.
exactly
right.
why we
right.
here.
It's no mistake.
It's no mistake.
Exactly.
Now, I want you to not to get off that, but now I'm going to take you to something that's even to show you that we are not chastised, but we are disciplined
mm-hmm.
to do this. Now, listen what the Father said at Hebrews 12:6. Hebrews 12:6. It says, for whom the Lord loves, he chastiseth and scourges every son who he receiveth.
Yes.
See, the Father, you know, many people may look at that. Why would he do that? No, because he's burning off the impurities of us. Because he know in this flesh, you know, that you have to be in the right mind frame and the right heart. So the Father, you know, he disciplines us. The Father said, without discipline, you'll die. And it goes to a point where say, he scourges us. Mm-hmm. You know, just like I say, when you want the purest of gold, right, when they want the purest of gold to get rid of all the metals to get to the pyramids, you got to refine it with fire.
Right.
You burn it.
Right.
Get to the pyramids. And that's what the Father do to us.
Right,
right, brother.
Right.
You see, he
right.
burns it.
Right.
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 To purify us
right.
so that we can be the best light brothers that we can be.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And okay, now I'm going to take you to another scripture to back that one up, another precept to back that up. Now listen to this at Proverbs 3:12. It says, for whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, just as a father disciplines the son whom he delighteth. You see? So just like, okay, I like to use Messiah as the example, you know. Now, when Messiah came down here, that's the divine father's son.
Mm-hmm.
But look at the things Messiah did. Mm-hmm. He slept on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, mm-hmm. Messiah, you know, they walked for miles. You see, they preached. Sometimes they were hungry,
mm-hmm.
but they, even the father eventually fed them.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, he even allowed Messiah to go through the discipline,
mm-hmm.
you see,
mm-hmm.
and he is the divine son, the only begotten,
right?
But showing you
right.
that even he disciplined him,
right?
You see
right.
that?
And look, check this out now. Okay, like my brother was just saying, okay, you know how I say we was born in sin? You're right, we was born in sin. You talking about that old wicked body.
Mm-hmm.
You was born and sin, that wicked body. Check this out. Okay, you know, like I gotta find this. It say that the righteous cannot incarnate, because like I told you, reincarnation is a very important part. The righteous can't incarnate into animals. Only the Gentiles can, because they're animals anyway. So when you incarnate into a dog body or a dog flesh, what you gonna do? You gonna go to the dog, you gonna do that flesh is instructed to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's instructed to smell a butt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're gonna go around smelling butts. You know what I'm saying? But when you come into the human flesh, which means that's why I say you were born into sin, the simple body, you're gonna do what that body is instructed to do, which is to be lustful, simple, you know,
mm-hmm.
all the seven sins of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So Messiah was able to master the body
right
through Jacob's ladder. And that's what we have to do, master the body. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? That's why he said, really, when you your true self, your Christ self, you can't sin. He said, that's why he said, my sons can't sin.
Right.
But within that body, like my brother just said, we got to chastise.
Right.
Because we fall into, like what Paul say? Paul say, he said, the spirit is willing, but the what?
The flesh is weak. Right, brother.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why you got to chastise.
Right, you got to chastise.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And see, as a matter of fact, on my next scripture is it ties into what I just said, but it's the scripture, it's the precept of what I was just telling you at Zechariah 13:9. Now listen to what Zechariah 13:9 says. It says this third I will put into the fire. I will refine them like silver. I will test them.
Yeah.
Look, I will test them right. like gold.
Right.
They will call on my name,
right.
and I will answer
right.
them. I
right.
will say, they right. are my people.
Right.
They will say, the Lord is our God.
Right.
You see?
Right.
And that's what I mean about
right.
light, brother. You
right.
see?
Right.
The Father told you, he's going to test us.
Right.
He's going to refine
right.
us like
right.
silver and gold.
Right.
You see, that's the only way you can get to the
right.
pyramid.
Right.
You got to put it through the fire. You got to refine it, and he's going to test us
right, right.
to make sure. But listen
right.
to this. Even in, I was in the keys of Enoch, the Father even looked over the angels
mm-hmm.
that when they do work, the Father had Messiah to inspect
right.
it.
Right.
And Messiah coming, okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You see, so
right.
even the angels.
Right. Right. They work got to be checked.
They work got to be checked.
Right. right.
You see,
right.
and they perfect.
Right. So how
they don't
more.
Make. So how much more eyes
right.
gotta be checked? Who imperfect in these
right.
bodies?
Right.
You see.
Right.
So now, do you understand?
Right.
The God, we have to be chastised. We have to be refined
right.
because we imperfect.
Right.
But if the Father checks the ones that's perfect, right. How much more so is he going to mess up? You see, so
right.
All ties.
Look,
bro.
That precept he just said, now you see how that tie into what we were just saying, the whole thing, both of us, it tie to everything. You know what I'm saying? He got to purge the one third. You know what I'm saying? Why are you in that body? You must be purged. Like my brother said, you got to be a burnt offering. He's talking about you yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can't put nobody, you can't send your sister, your brother, your uncle, your aunt, no animal, no bird.
Right.
You can't send nothing before the Father as a burnt offering. That's what Yadavok teaches us.
Right.
We ourselves, and my brother said, must be that burnt offering.
Yeah. Brother, explain to them who Yadavok is too.
Okay. Well, like I said, Yadavok is the God of the world.
Right.
The jealous God.
Right.
When you see the word jealous, that's him.
Right.
He on the scene. He said, I'm jealous. Said he's jealous of us. That's why he's a jealous God.
Mm-hmm.
He's jealous of these gods and these physical bodies. Like my brother just said, Messiah, I'm going down in them bodies and I'm going to show my brothers and sisters how to do it. Yeah, and I did say sisters. This is some sisters. That's what I do.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
That's right. We have female sisters that is just as qualified than us, if not more.
Right. Look at Mary Magdalene.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, so this ain't no biased thing. So, yeah. So, you know, I digress. Because I can say some things, man, and you'll be like, what? So I don't want to. So I'm going to get back to the lesson. That's right. Half man, half female. So I'm going to get back. Let me get back. So. Okay, and Hebrews 12:8. But if Hebrews 12, now listen with the Father, listen how he'll punctuate this and show you and put his stamp on this. Hebrews 12:8. Listen what the Father said. But if you are without chastising, of which all have become partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. Mm. So you see how, now this is not me saying this,
right.
This is the Father telling you this. You see what I'm saying? So he's telling you, if we not discipline and chastise,
right.
We bastards,
right.
Like the other nations.
Right. Right.
You see, because they, the other nations was created by Yahweh, and we were not.
Right.
We were created by the divine,
right.
Heavenly forefather.
Right.
So big separation.
Right.
You see, so that's why when the Father said, if we ain't chastised, then we bastards.
Right.
Because, see, y'all the boss don't chastise his
right.
People. You
there
see?
You go. There you go. You said it right.
He let on one more.
Basically, what he's saying is this. He said in the flesh, he allowed Yaldabaoth, the God of this world, the jealous God.
Right.
He allowed his children to do whatever they want to do.
Right.
But while we in these bodies, we can't do that.
Nope.
That's why he said, don't follow after the Gentiles. Only put a new tree, batting it, nailing it in the ground of the Gentiles. You know what I'm saying? He chastised us to do certain things while we in his body.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Man, that was excellent, brother.
And that was beautiful what you said. And that's why the scripture said, you are a holy people,
right.
Which means separated
right.
From the nation.
Right.
You
right.
See?
Right.
Okay, brother, this is going to take me to my next scripture. This is going to take me to my next scripture at Psalm 53. Now, listen what the Divine Heavenly Father says in this one, sacrifice. Now, Psalm 53, he said, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. You see that? You see, now, that's why I said this is for light, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna just dabble in this a little bit because I ain't going to go too far.
But when you do,
right.
Tell them what he made to come to that.
Right. Now, see, now check this out. That's a good thing. In fact, I'm going to let you tell them. But check this out. But because what I'm going to say is a little corresponding with that. But what I want to see about this, see, where it's specifically talking about a group of people.
Right. A group of people.
It says, I
right.
Gather my saints together. Ever unto
right.
Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
See, we made, the Divine Heavenly Father made a covenant with life, brother,
mm-hmm.
By sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Us.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm saying it's so important for life, brother, to sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to let my brother tell you where this covenant to be made at.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Like my brother just said, those who made a covenant with me. The covenant is the hem and the pearl.
Yes.
You know, it is the hem and the pearl. We made that covenant before we came down in this body to make a sacrifice, to take off all our royal garments, volunteer like Messiah. Like Messiah, the same thing. Like, didn't the scripture say Messiah made himself lower than the angels for a little while?
Mm-hmm.
Sacrifice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We did the same thing. We his brothers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We made the covenant in the heavens. That's why he said, those who made a covenant with me, we made the covenant in our glory. You know what I'm saying? And then we volunteered. And you read the hymn of the pearl, it tell you how we came out of our woolly garments and came down here. And that's why the scripture says, retrieve the pearl. Retrieve who you really are, Christ.
And I want to just piggyback off that. That sacrifice was made long before that world was even created. It was made. You see, the Heavenly Father do things that, you know, long before. That's why he's so far, you know, beyond what we can imagine, because he's ahead.
Right.
So we made that trillions of years ago.
Yes.
We already knew.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
I digress. I just want to throw that in there. You see, the scriptures even tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, before this world was even created.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why Messiah came down for us.
Right.
Okay. Now, this is going to take us to Psalms 107:22. Now, listen to this. This is detailed. But, you know, it's all joy.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the sacrifices ain't something that we got to, like the world do. Oh, you know, we're showing that we making a little, like the nations, you know. I'm showing I'm making my sacrifice to the Father. You know, I got all my Vaseline on.
Yes, yes.
So you can see.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Let me show you what the Father says, Psalms 107:22. It says, and let them sacrifice the sacrifice given and declare his work with rejoicing.
Right.
In other words, we rejoice. We happy to make the sacrifice.
Right.
You know, we thankful that the Father chose us to come down here because the Father could have chose any angel, anyone in the upper eons, and they would have came down and did the same thing.
Right.
But the Father chose us.
Right.
It's one thing that I want you to recognize with the divine Heavenly Father always do. He never, ever not give you his best.
Right.
You see,
right.
When he gave you Messiah,
right.
He gave you his
right.
best. And I'm a digress on us. When he gave us the opportunity to come down here,
mm-hmm.
it was because we was the best.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The Father can't give nothing that's mm-hmm. not the best.
Exactly.
You see?
Exactly.
And that's deep because, you know, sometimes you say, well, you know, I know he's divine Heavenly Father, but remember, he can only do the best.
Mm-hmm.
He can only give you the best.
Mm-hmm.
He can't short you not 1%.
Mm-hmm.
He can't.
Mm-hmm.
He's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I digress. I just wanted to say that to show you how great the Father really is.
Yep.
And that's minute. You know, that's minute. That is just minute.
Right.
Okay. Right. So. This is going to take us into another scripture. Now, listen to this scripture at Hebrews 10:12. Now, listen to this. It says, wherefore, when he cometh into this world, he said, sacrifice and offering, thou wouldest not be a body, hast thou prepared for me. In other words, when we sacrifice, not only is the Heavenly Father is going to prepare, you know, it says a body for me. That means that the Father is, when we do this sacrifice and we return back to Adam's cabin,
mm-hmm.
that's the body he's going to prepare for us.
Mm-hmm.
You see, not this physical body,
mm-hmm.
even though that will be restored too.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to, when he says the he had thou prepared me the body. He's talking about your Christ body. You see,
mm-hmm.
your Christ body.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this sacrificing is something that is really heavy,
mm-hmm.
really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I said this is meant for life, brother.
Yeah, because like you're saying, look how long you did sacrifice. It's up to, I mean, God, I mean, I mean, shoot. Yeah, so it's a lot of, I don't know how many years, but like you said, it's a lot of years.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? So you sacrifice your royalty to be a royal son. Mm-hmm. You sacrifice all that to come down to help the other brothers and sisters.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he right. My brother's right.
Right, brother. So this is going to take me to the next scripture, which is Ezekiel 39:17. Now, check this out. At Ezekiel 39:17, it says, "And thou, son of man, thus saith the Lord God, speak unto every feather, fowl, and every beast of the field, assemble yourself, and come gather yourself on every side to my sacrifice, that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that may eat the flesh and drink my blood." Mm-hmm. Now, what is he was talking right. about there?
Break
now, now let me break this down for you real quick. Now, see, the nations, yeah, they about to get a sacrifice too.
Mm-hmm.
They're about to be sacrificed too. Mm-hmm. But they're going to be sacrificed. That's why it says, when they say that, when he says, "Come gather yourself on every side to my sacrifice, that I do sacrifice for even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that may eat the flesh and drink my blood."
Now stop, now stop. Now I'm going to tell y'all real fast
mm-hmm.
what he ain't saying.
Right.
He ain't saying get no glass. Right. He ain't saying getting no glass. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and come aside. You go ahead and come aside. Let me get some of the blood. You know what I'm saying? Get some of the flesh. Put it in the pan and fry it up. You know what I'm saying? Get my fucking knife. I get busy. You know what I'm saying? He ain't saying that.
He ain't saying
like the Gentile.
Right, not like a physical. You know, it's not. It's a spiritual. From us following in the footsteps of Messiah. You know what I mean? Doing the things that Messiah did. You know? But see, the nations literally, you know, they literally, you see them, they drink blood and eat flesh for real. You see, but not like brothers. Not like brothers. You know, we do the will of the eternal Heavenly Father by following the examples that Messiah left for us. You know? We're not vampires. Right. We're not.
We see blood on down the garments and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You see, and that's exactly what, you know, the Gentiles do things like that.
Right.
You know, and see, that's the one thing that I love that the Father do for my brothers. He shows the separation.
Right.
You see,
right.
there
right.
is a right. big separation between us, the nations, and all the other nations. You know, when you're talking about light, brother, you're talking about sons.
Mm-hmm.
S-U-N and S-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
You see, sons.
Mm-hmm.
Sons of light.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and, you know, and throughout the scriptures, all the scriptures talk about us.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
yeah.
but do the nations get it? No, they may say, oh, we the sons.
Right.
No, he ain't talking about them.
Right.
He talking about us.
Right.
He talking about those black slaves,
right.
you know, native Afro, so-called Americans and
right.
Latino Americans.
Mm-hmm.
He talking about us, the chosen, the elect, the 144.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and you know, see, the 144, I don't mean to get off the subject, but I just want to say, and I'm not bragging, I say this humbly,
mm-hmm.
the 144 is a special race of people,
mm-hmm.
you see, that came down here. You see what I'm saying? It came down. It's a special, even throughout the scriptures, it says, you know, they are a special people.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you know, even our nation, sometimes they call themselves, you know, the elect children of life. But that's fine.
Right.
We know they are actually, but they're not us.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Right. And eventually we're going to teach them.
Right.
You know, who we are,
right.
and they'll eventually get it, you know. But to show you how special, you know, light brethren is, you know, this is why the Father put Light Brother through this refinery. Mm-hmm. This is why he disciplined us. Mm-hmm. This is why he do the things that we go through. And it's a beautiful thing, mm-hmm. because the Father is bringing out the best in us. He wants us to be our best. Mm-hmm. So he got to do it in a certain way,
right.
so we can be our best.
Right. Right.
You see?
Right.
So, you know, what the nation's been saying, well, man, I ain't doing that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But we do it with willingly.
Right.
You know, like the scripture said,
right.
you know, we do it free will offering.
Right. A free will offering.
You know, it's a free, it's not something that that's forced on us. It's something that we love to do,
right.
because it was already put in us
right.
from the beginning
right.
to do the will of the divine Heavenly Father. Can't nothing stop that.
Right.
Now, of course, we're going to have opposition. The archons, they're going to, that's their job to try
right.
to stop us.
Right.
That's they only
right.
doing their job,
right.
you know, but yet they're going to fail.
Right.
But it's their job,
right.
and it's our job to continue to follow him by his footsteps
exactly.
and continue
exactly.
to take our ministries to the next level
yep.
and continue to display this light like my brother do every Saturday
right.
on his videos. My brothers, you know, they bring out this light to our nation so they can understand and get a better understanding on what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now our nation do have understanding of what's taking place, but they don't have the full understanding. They don't get the full information that's given to us, because the information that's given to us is given to us through the Brotherhoods of Light, Messiah, our mother. We get divine intervention for real. You see what I'm saying, brother? This is the intervention that we get, and we bring it to, you know, to our nation. You know, but it's really through our mother, Barbilo, who gives us, which is the Father's Spirit, that gives us this information to keep us continue to bring you this light.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead, brother.
Let me say this. Now, I'm going to add to what my brother was saying. Now, he right on everything what he said. But I'm going to add something to it. Every brother and sister that's on the internet teaching, like he just said, it's already been divinely ordered that you be doing this stuff. If you on the internet teaching, instructing thousands of other Israelites, like he said, I don't want to seem special or above nobody.
Right.
We all equal people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Separate in certain ways, every man to his order. But it tell you that you are something a little extra.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Your responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? With great power comes great responsibility. Different to be a teacher. That's what I'm saying. So if you own this mic teaching thousands of other Israelites, it's something extra in you. The reason why you're able to do this, to teach others and teach them righteously.
Right, brother. You see, that was perfectly put, brother. I can't even say it no better. You see, because that was a mouthful, and basically you sum up my point. You see, like the brother, see, my brother, he humbled himself to say that, you know, not that we are no better than you in this flesh, but yet you were ordained to do what you do.
Right.
You see?
Right.
And it was something extra.
Mm-hmm.
That extra is Messiah,
mm-hmm.
and our mother and our father giving you
mm-hmm.
this information
mm-hmm.
to teach him.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
That is a blessing
mm-hmm.
within itself.
Yeah. Because you know how some people say,
right.
man, I can't teach.
Right.
And some people go in there and say, man, I can't do this. But some of them, they just can do it. Like my brother here, Rodolph. Man, I'm telling you, this brother got some dang lessons. I'm telling you, they are blessed. He already ordained to do this. From above, what you do on earth is a microcosm of the macrocosm. You know what I'm saying? That's why he's so gifted at what he do. When he say something, I just pick right up off of it. You know what I'm saying? That's why somebody keep telling me, man, you just got some awesome lessons. And they're like, this is the day. It's awesome.
Right. And I thank you, brother. And I'm going to humble myself and say, I thank the Eternal Heavenly Father, Messiah, and Metatron, because they the ones giving it to
right.
me. You see, right. So I take no initiative. Right. It's given to me through them.
Right.
You know, and this is going to cover my last scripture. Now, listen what it says at John 6:54. Now, at John 6:54, it says, "Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life.
Look at that.
And I will raise him up at the last day." You see, that's a mouthful. Messiah telling you that when he's talking about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, that means taking in this information and sharing the light with you, brothers and sisters out there, you know, looking for our light, brothers. Like my brother said, grabbing that pearl and bringing that pearl back to the divine Heavenly Father. That's what Messiah taught. See, you shall inherit eternal life. And he said, I will raise them up at the last day.
Yes.
And we are in the last day right now. We're in the last seconds.
Yes.
You see, and that's why we do this ministry.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
You know, because we know not just for the eternal life that we're going to do it, but we do it for the love
mm-hmm.
of the eternal Heavenly
mm-hmm.
Father, our mother,
mm-hmm.
Barbilo,
mm-hmm.
Messiah, and Metatron,
mm-hmm.
because they are the ones that helps us to continue to do it. And
mm-hmm.
we do it before them
mm-hmm.
for the love that we have for them, not
mm-hmm.
for just what they're
right.
going to give us.
Right.
That's just cherry on the
right.
top with,
right.
you know, icing
right.
on the cake.
Right.
But we
right.
do it for the love of them.
Right, right. Now, like he was just saying, to drink his blood and eat his flesh. Now, I'm going to tell you in layman terms what
mm-hmm.
it means. To eat his flesh is to basically eat the word.
Right.
Read the word and digest it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Drink his blood is to receive the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? The Spirit through the blood, ain't the blood. Then the Bible says the blood is life.
Mm-hmm.
What did the Holy Spirit give you? She gives you life. She gives you wisdom. She gives you knowledge. She gives you understanding. She gives you the understanding to receive the word that you have eaten.
Mm-hmm.
When you drink his blood and you eat his flesh. You know what I'm saying? That is the understanding of what that is saying. You know what I'm saying? So my brother, like I told you, another dynamic lesson. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, this is not of us. Like you said, we humble ourselves in this because it ain't about us. It's us being burnt sacrifice, the same thing Messiah that he went around teaching, and he
mm-hmm.
put up with our brothers and sisters,
mm-hmm.
regardless, because you know a lot of times Messiah left. Y'all get on my nerves. And he passed up. You know what I'm saying? This is Messiah. Why you win? I had to gas up y'all for a minute. Y'all got on my nerves. Y'all passed. But we came to burn off for y'all.
Yeah. This is about to conclude our meeting for the day. But yeah, we want to just thank the Eternal Heavenly Father and thank Messiah for giving us this wonderful privilege and opportunity to be able to have another ministry and to be able to do this ministry every week. You know, so we want to thank any light brother or anybody who was out there that heard our ministry. And like I said, you can get in contact with us at dodaman@aol.com or dearbayisrael@gmail.com. And we just want to thank those that did listen to our blog talk radio show. And if it's the will of the divine Heavenly Father, we'll be back next week with another dynamic show. You know, I mean, these things that, you know, the Heavenly Father give us is a blessing. So I hope that we can do this again next week with the will of the divine Heavenly Father. So, yeah, that's my brother blowing the trumpet. So, my name is Gadol Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we want to say shalom. You see, that's why.